Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This month, the U.S. Department of Transportation approved a number of tests for a new slate of drone uses. One notable company shut out of those tests, Amazon. Joining us now is Ben Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Ben, tell us about some of these new uses for drones.
There are a lot of them. Yeah. It's not just taco and pizza delivery. you know, you've got everything from delivery, like I said, which we've heard about, to human delivery, sort of people being taxied places, to farming maintenance, to infrastructure repair and maintenance, to some of the invisible tech that needs to help these vehicles work in concert with each other.
And give us some examples. And what are some of the companies that are involved here with these tests?
So, yeah. So this is kind of complicated, but it makes sense in a way, too. You've got 10 new test programs approved and governments hosting companies that are partnering with local governments on these projects. So you have San Diego, North Carolina, Topeka, Kansas, Reno, Fairbanks, Alaska, a bunch of other cities. And the range of companies is pretty wide here. It runs the gamut from Google's parent Alphabet and massive transportation startup Uber to lesser known companies like the startup Flirty from Nevada, but also in terms of the kinds of things these companies want to do. So there's a company called AirMap that is kind of interesting. It is partnered with six of the programs and it wants to build some of the kind of traffic control infrastructure. It says a drone-filled world will need so that all of these things don't crash into each other. Uber is apparently trying to build landing stations at ports in San Diego, maybe thinking about the future of so-called multimodal transportation where a flying taxi might take you to the boat you're getting on. Natural gas pipeline inspection and maintenance has been a conversation at fossil fuel companies for a long time.
Done by drone.
Yeah, done by drone. So that's where you're getting the Alaska program from. This is also pretty controversial in some ways, right? Because companies could replace human maintenance workers with drones someday. Of course, companies say actually these workers will just become drone operators.
And what about nonprofits and public health entities that are using drones here that we're hearing about?
Yeah. So Flirty, the startup I mentioned before, is partnering with the city of Reno in a program focused on first responders. And this is kind of crazy. Flirty wants to fly defibrillators to heart attack victims. No word on whether the drone is also going to show you how to use the defibrillator. But my favorite, which is a public health program here, Jeremy, is Lee County in Florida wants a 1,500-pound drone to commit mosquito mass murder. And surveillance, but maybe hopefully also mass murder. I'm only half kidding. They want to get rid of the pests that exist down there.
That cause Zika and other diseases.
Exactly. But when you say public health, another thing I think about is of course how drones will interact with people. And a lot of the data collected in these projects will be folded back into the Federal Aviation Administration's huge task of building a detailed, massive framework for regulation.
And what about the government's involvement? This is a new arena for regulation. What do you make of the role that the Transportation Department under President Trump is playing?
Yeah, so there's a few things happening at once here. For one, the FAA under the Department of Transportation has actually been working towards a careful expansion of drone allowances in the U.S. for years. We're sort of seeing that work come to fruition here. There have been hearings about this. Pilots have been advising the government on issues with airspace, things like that. This actually started during the Obama administration.
Right. They're worried about drones crashing into planes or distracting planes.
Exactly. And there have been cases of this actually that have been really problematic. Law enforcement agencies have begun pilot programs as well. But also the Trump administration has been pushing for this particular effort to move it forward. And this particular program is called the Integration Pilot Program. And the Trump administration has been pushing for this.
Yeah. Now, as we said, Amazon has been left out of the list of companies that are going to be testing some of these new uses for drones. What's that about?
Yeah, so it is easy to draw a line, for instance, between President Trump's tweets about not liking Amazon and Amazon getting passed over here, right? Mm-hmm. As the drone flies, if you will, that's a pretty straight line. But there are some other factors here we're thinking about. Amazon has reportedly been so far ahead of the federal government's allowances in years past and somewhat frustrated with how slow the government is moving that the company actually 3 years ago started drone delivery testing in British Columbia in Canada, where it was allowed to do so. And they've also been doing this in the UK. So it's possible that Amazon is just getting what it needs to do done already. The company did put out a statement kind of lamenting it wasn't one of the companies picked, but also that it supports the program generally.
Right. They were pretty nice in that statement, I thought.
Yeah, they were.
How far are we away from the point when there are going to be swarms of drones in the skies?
I hope forever. I think we're a little bit of a ways off, just because I think the government is trying to move very slowly and carefully in how it regulates this stuff. There is still the requirement that most drone flight and testing in the U.S. have the actual unmanned aerial vehicles inside of the operators of those vehicles. That said, you know, a good way to get a timeline on this kind of thing is to see how fast the consumer space is moving and expanding. And if I were betting on whether drones or self-driving cars would happen first, I think I'd go with drones.
It's Ben Johnson, who covers tech for us at Here and Now. Ben, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.